It's our press review. President of Brazil, Lula da Silva, is welcoming. His welcoming of the Venezuelan leader, Nicolas Maduro, is gathering quite a bit of attention in the newspapers today. Deepthika Laurent is here to take us through it.
Brazil and Venezuela have at least appeared to have restored diplomatic relations with this visit by the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to Brazil, embarking on his first visit to Brazil in 8 years this week. That meeting concluded with the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding, a pledge basically to deepen exchanges between the two countries on a whole variety of different sectors, from agriculture to sovereignty. That's what El Universal says. That's a Venezuelan paper. It says it was running with the story on the front page of its website. There was no talk from Lula, though, of Venezuela's human rights violations and its why for the Spanish paper El País. It's yet another example of how Lula's diplomacy is frustrating the West, from warming relations with China to a refusal to condemn the war in Ukraine to silence on repression in Nicaragua, or indeed Venezuelan human rights violations. He's keeping silent on really thorny topics, something that is sort of driving a wedge between Brazil and the West in terms of diplomacy. It's also prompted this Brazilian paper, Folha de São Paulo, in their editorial today to accuse the Brazilian president of, quote, bowing to and caressing to Nicolas Maduro. It accuses Lula of continuing to defend, quote, archaic, obscure and authoritarian left-wing regimes, which not just diminishes Brazilian diplomacy, but also minimizes the suffering of Venezuelan people.
You're taking us to India next, where wrestlers have postponed plans to dump their Olympic medals into a holy river. It's all part of an ongoing protest about sexual harassment in the sport. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's garnering a little bit of attention in the front pages today. It's here on the front of the Hindu wrestlers have actually postponed those plans to dunk their medals into the river Ganga. It's part of a month-long protest that really came to a head on the weekend when protesters clashed violently with Delhi police, coinciding also with the inauguration of a new parliament building by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The country's top wrestlers are threatening to, or have threatened to, throw their Olympic and World Championship medals into the river, but they've now halted those plans, saying they're going to lead a fast instead. So they'll be fasting, they say, until death. Now, the reason behind all of this is really well summed up in the Indian Express. There's a good sort of summary about what's going on. Essentially, the wrestlers are demanding the arrest of the Indian Wrestling Federation's president, Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh. He's accused of sexually harassing female athletes and, in some cases, minors. And wrestlers are furious over the subsequent lack of police investigation into these allegations. The International Olympic Committee has also waded into this, according to the Indian Express, which says that the IOC responded to their questions or to their questions for comment, calling the violent treatment of protesters during those Sunday protests, quote, very disturbing. The IOC has also called for a, quote, unbiased criminal investigation into these allegations of sexual harassment.
On a lighter note, you may not know it, but it is in fact World Otter Day today, and it's a day that recognises the importance of these cute mammals who are coming under threat due to human activity.
Well, we can stay with the Indian Press for this. The Free Press Journal has put together some fun facts about otters that you may or may not have known. They are mammals that can dive up to 11 metres underwater. They have muscular tails, which make up 40% of their weight. They also are known to hold hands with other otters when they're resting at sea. It's not a romantic gesture. It's more a survival one. It's sort of held. They hold onto each other to form an anchor so they don't drift away. Importantly, they're also known for their grooming techniques, and it's really important for them to continue grooming because clean skin ensures that they stay buoyant, and it's why they're at risk, why their survival is at risk, because of oil spills and pollution that clog up their fur, making it harder and harder for them to survive. The final fun fact of the day, a group of otters is called a raft of otters, Sharon.
Well, deep sea otters, it's certainly an easy word to spell compared to the mind bogglers that are given to the contestants of the Scripps National Spelling Bee in the US. It concludes on Thursday.
It's the Scripps National Spelling Bee is the Olympics of children's spelling bees, Sharon. That's what the Washington Post tells us. Students no older than 15 have to, first of all, beat tough local and regional competition to get to the finals. And then in the finals, they're asked to spell words from a 4,000-word list. And one participant, this little kid you see here, has been a regular fixture at the competition. It's his record sixth time participating. He's the only person to have appeared so many times in the history of the spelling bee. The finals are on Thursday with some eye-watering prize money. About $50,000 will be awarded to the winner. This boy's favorite word to spell is a 45-letter word. I'm going to try and pronounce it. Pneumonultra microscopic silicovolcano coniosis. Sharon, I encourage you to use that in a sentence.
For $50,000, I might be tempted to try deep tea. Thank you so much. That's Deep Tea Laurent with our press review. Stay with